But he said he will manifest, and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifest unto us. Aren't you glad it was manifest unto us? All right, so let me move on. And then 2 Peter says, according as his divine power has given unto us what? All things. That means everything. If it has to do with life. Now hear what he's saying. He has given unto us what? All things. Everything. What? It doesn't matter. Because life comes from God. If it has to do with life, to if it means for you having a car to drive, if it means for you having a place to worship, if it means for you to have food to eat, whatever it has to do with life, if it's good, God wants you to have it. Think about it. But when you try to get it on your own and you decide that you know what life is, that's how they get messed up. Because some people think life is having a lot of money. Some people think life is having a lot of things. But to live God life, a lot of things include. But just to have the thing without God, you don't have life. You got a lot of stuff. Amen. But when you have life and you got a lot of stuff, then you can be a blessing to others. And you can enjoy the stuff because of the love of God that's on the inside of you, that's providing you with the love to appreciate God and all of his goodness. Amen. All right, let's move right along. According as his divine power has given unto us what? All things that pertaineth unto what? Life and godliness. And then he said, now notice the next statement, the next statement, through the knowledge. That means when you get revelation knowledge of God, you know how to live life. You know how to appreciate life. You know how to receive things. You know how to handle things. You know how to preach the gospel. You know how to live a life in the spirit. You know how to share the life in the spirit. You know how to live life with your spouse and with your neighbors and with your neighbor too. You know how to live life. You know how to make money. You know how to own things. Everything. You know how to sleep good. You know how to pray good. You know how to do all those things. You know how to go and buy and sell. You just do good because life was never intended to be complicated. Never was intended to be painful or miserable. Never. Never, money was never designed to try to take the place of life. It's a tool. It's something that God gives to you, his children, to use. I am your source. I'm your God. I am your provision. I am your father. I am everything. And I give you everything that you need. And it comes through God's way of doing it. It works by, it comes, you get it by faith, and your faith works by love. And love calls you to operate like God. And you guard your heart, and you renew your mind, and you keep your body under. And you don't allow those things that speaks against God, that acts against the will of God. You know the commandment, you know the will, you know what he said, you know what God said. So when those things show up, you stop them. Hallelujah. You don't fellowship with strife, you don't marry unbelief, and you don't be buddy with doubt. But you're in love with Jesus. And when those things, confusion, when it comes up, when confusion, or when lies, or when all those things show up, it cannot, if you're walking with God and the love of God is in you, hear what I'm saying. The love of God is in you, and you're walking in the light of the word, when lies come, when deception come, when confusion come, when strife come, when jealousy come, when envy come, the word, he cannot disguise himself because the word will reveal what it is. Oh, yes, it will. And you'll know. So, and so you have enough God in you when you walk with him. You say, no, you ain't coming in here. You know, I got a good party going on and you're not going to mess it up. Hallelujah. Amen. People think when you make mention of party, they think about an ungodly party. I'm talking about a Holy Ghost party. I'm talking about a God-given party. Amen. Because ungodly people don't know how to party. They think shaking their hips is party. Some of them think it's party when they strip and do all that. No. Hallelujah. No. When you're in the spirit, when you know how to worship, when you know how to pray, when you know how to appreciate God, when you know how to magnify God, when you know how to make him bigger, when you know how to let God be seen in your life, when people come together, that's why people sit in church, they don't know him. They may be born again, but they don't know him. Hallelujah. Because when you know him, you can't be quiet all the time. Hallelujah. There's sometimes I have to be quiet because a holy hush might come over me. A holy awe of the presence of God might come. But I can't be quiet all the time. I'm going to have to explode sometime, somewhere. Hallelujah. Because he's too good to be quiet about all the time. My goodness. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. When you know what he has done for you and you know what he's doing in you, you're going to have to say something. Yeah. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Jesus. My. So he said, according as his divine power has given unto us all things. That means I don't need to go nowhere else. I don't need to look nowhere else. I don't need to waste my time nowhere else. I got everything I need, and I need to spend my time. Say, Holy Ghost, I'm in your school. Teach me, show me, lead me, guide me, reveal to me, make known unto me. I say yes to you, Holy Spirit. I want to know what's in the kingdom of God. I want to know what belongs to me. I want to live it to the full. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he said in Romans 8:2, this is what he says in Romans 8:2. Oh, Jesus. He said, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus is what made me free from the law of sin and death. Notice he said, for the law of the spirit of life. For the law of the spirit of life. There's a law that governs and controls and push and move the spirit of life.